Machlokes in Gemara here that you have, like, for example, Kismin, in the case of the Sugis of the Gemara, Shmarim, listen, you can manage okay. It's not considered a tikkun. Malachas Machshavah means a tikkun. You know, the expression in America, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We just try this. If it ain't broke, you can't fix it. You can't fix it if it ain't broke. So therefore, if it doesn't really require a tikkun, so what do you achieve? You could have eaten it anyway, just like that with your teeth. So you didn't really need to chop it up with a knife, so it didn't really accomplish much. Oh, if you're going to eat it like that, you'll chop it up, and you'll eat it, you'll dice it up, and you'll eat it. So you didn't accomplish anything. But what will happen if there's an additional step, and it's called a tikkun? The same way as we said when it came to borer, we said an example, if you want to separate the noodles from the chicken soup. So what do you accomplish? I like noodles with chicken soup. So what did I accomplish if I separated one? No, we don't apply that svara. Why? It's considered to be a tikkun, because each is significant. The soup is significant, the noodles are significant, they're both significant. And you made a tikkun for you, because you prefer the soup without the noodles, and without the soup, as the case may be. So the head of Mishnah Sibbe Hachi would not apply. So too over here. If you change the way that you consume the item, then it doesn't matter you could have eaten it in its raw state. It doesn't matter. For example, we saw the Yerushalmi, that famous Yerushalmi of a person who's tochein shum. So what do you mean shum? People have shum the way it is. They use their teeth. So why are you chayev, according to the Yerushalmi? So the answer we gave yesterday was, just to review briefly, you changed totally the nature of the consumption. Because what's the next line in the Rishami we saw? You mixed water, chayim shum lush. So you made some kind of a mixture out of it. You couldn't do that without first chopping it into very small pieces. You can't do the next step of kneading, if you will, without first pulverizing it. Even though you could have eaten it in its raw state, it's not going to be a leniency in a case in which you're not eating it just as small diced pieces, but rather you're going to perform an additional task and change the nature of how you are eating it completely. That's a very important yourself. Keep that in mind. We didn't really focus on it sufficiently yesterday. Wanted to emphasize it again briefly, briefly today. And this is another interesting thing. So all the Mefarshim say, if you look in, let's open up the Shulchan Aruch and see what it says. It's Siman Shin Chaf Aleph. I believe it's your days around that part. Yud Beis, Amachatek Hayarek, Hayarek, Dak Dak, Chayim Mishim Toche. Only Dak Dak. Okay, only Dak Dak. Now, what kind of a case is this? So the Mishnah Brewer right away jumps. With the Sosa, Mashmadaf, Libi, Roka, Sharola, from Chayim Gamken, Tzvila, the Yesh Tchina B'Ochel. Against the Rambam, who says, Ain't Tchina B'Ochel. Okay, just keep that in mind. The Mechaba seems to be Machmor, L'ch'ora. L'ch'ora. Now, you take a look in the Biro L'cha. It says, Pirish Rashi, Mechatcho Dak Dak. Don't quite say that, but we said, Chikos V'Toysus, Chatichos K'tanas K'ein T'china, Al V'Chatichos G'dolos K'tas, Ein Derech HaT'china B'Kach. So now the question becomes, the Rambam says, Dak Dak. So the question now becomes, Rabosai, Rambam says dak dak. Now the Ramach says according to the Rambam, he used the lashon hamechadech hayerek. If you recall, kidei levashlo. Machaber left that out. The Rambam had it, and the Ramach says because according to the Rambam, kidei levashlo means it's inedible raw. But if it's edible raw, it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Because it's you say you can eat it, you can use it the way it is, fine. So the question becomes like this. This is an interesting question. Why is it that it's a problem. In a case in which it's not, you cannot eat it when it's in a whole state, but it's an option. What's the option? As the Mishnah said, make it into chatichas gedolos. Because chatichas gedolos tzas is ein derech hatchina b'kach. So every single case, what are we going to say? We say that the reason why you would be chayev is because you couldn't consume it in its full as a full fruit, full vegetables. You don't eat it as such. So what? Because I could have made it into bigger pieces. Now that I made it to smaller pieces, let's say, the same way if it's edible, whole, it's all right. So if it's edible in big pieces, it should also be all right. That's a very good question. That's an excellent question. So the answer, we think, is the same answer all over again. The only reason why it's mutter, if it's edible as such, is because we say, look, you could have chewed it up with your teeth. Just take a bite out of the entire fruit, the vegetable, and use the teeth to grind it up. So the knife is considered instead of the teeth. But in the case in which you couldn't take the original fruit full size and chew it up, you couldn't do that. Sure, you could have sliced it into bigger pieces, and then you could have consumed it, but so what? That's irrelevant. The lush of the Shemot HaDeshin is, the boy ochle kemo shu sholem, only if you can use your teeth exclusively as the grinders. You know, if you look at the Pesukim and Koelis, talk about the butlo atochanos, the tochanos of the teeth. Of course, it gets older, the teeth stop working, you know, sometimes. So that's those we use in Tanakh. The word for teeth is they achieve the grinding as part of your eating process. That has to be critical. For this reason, Rabbosai, we have an interesting question. The Rashba is make Lialta, and Rama quotes the Eth of Lialta. So one of the Mefarshim asks the question, what about there are sources which seem to be strict, even with respect to Lialta. So the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe, speaking of Alta, a different way of spelling it, the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe says that the Eth of Lialta does not apply to Tavlin. Right? Again, tavlin is spice. You mix it with something else. It's like the Mishkan, when they would take the item and mix it with water and mix it with the flour. So, same thing. So therefore, there is wouldn't apply. As we said before, the het of royal achila wouldn't apply if you make it into a new form of eating. So too, the het of the alta wouldn't apply. And so too, the het of einu gedul karka. It's a big tumult what the Maskanas Trumas Hadeshin is. According to the Gra seems to say at the end of the day, some kind of a heter, an independent heter of Eino Gidule Karka. It never says anywhere in Talmud Bavli that there's a heter of Eino Gidule Karka when it comes to the Malacha of Tochen. Well, by Dosh you have it, by Ma'amer you have it, end of Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, by Dosh you have it. That's on I and Hey, and Aleph. So the Gemara makes a cloud of it. All melechas hakarka, whatever you do out in the field, is only by gedulei karka because it's an agricultural kind of a melacha. Oh. So the question becomes, you find, for example, in Tosefta, you cannot grind up salt. And salt is not gedulei karka. Salt is part of the ground itself. It doesn't grow from the ground. It's not vegetable, it's mineral. For those who used to play animal, vegetable, mineral, the youngsters, right? So salt is mineral. So therefore the question becomes, so what's the problem with salt? It's a serious, serious question. The answer is the same. You're going to grind up the salt to mix it with something else, make a whole thing out of it. That's what the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe says in that too. So I just want to point out to you all these various leniencies. We have three of them. Edible, Lialter, and Nakidul Lekaka, all of which might be, according to various opinions, independent for us to be makel, but all three can lose at the end of the day in a situation in which you are not just eating it after that act of tochen, but you're mixing it with something else to a totally different form of eating. That would be considered to be a tikkun, and therefore these heter may not apply. Just wanted to point that out to you initially. Fine. That's a gemara. Kuf mem aleph amad aleph. There's one more Gemara about Tochen. There's one more Gemara. And that Gemara talks about Kato de Sakino. Gemara says as follows. What talks about over here, Kuf Mem Aleph Oman Aleph, Hani Pupuli, made that Choda Choda, the Kato de Sakino, Shari, Baloma, where small dollar is, came to the Shani, Afil of Tuvanan. Something that's special heter over here, use the handle of a knife to do tochein, that's considered to be mutter. Some say it's only referring to a case of Yom, but if we pass it's referring to Shabbos as well. Fine, that's his toys enough, kuf emal hani. What's the nature of this kula? When does it apply and why does it apply? We've spoken so many times already that the kulachayab is only a tur, it's not a heter, it's not a matir. Over here it's to be mutter. What's the nature of the din? So I suggested to you that the nature of the din is, because the handle, by definition, the handle is limited by the hand. The human hand is, by definition, even the guy's big hands, my hands are average. These big guys, you know, have big hands. Enough, I'm going to show you how big your hand is. Ah, it's big hands. But even his hands are limited, so it's another inch longer than mine. It's a big deal. So how, it can't, the handle can only be this big. It can't be bigger than that. So by definition, it's a small amount. You already pointed out on a number of occasions, we'll come back to it when it comes to Lush, hopefully later today, that the quantity affects the quality of what you're doing. It's not just, you know, comes to Bishul, it doesn't work that way. You cook something, it doesn't affect it. The Maskana, when it comes to Bore, does at the end. But some melachos, such as Tochein, which is generally done in the Mishkan, you know, you grind up a whole significant amount of wheat to make it into flour, that's called tochein. But if it's just the amount, if by definition the system that you're using is limited to the size of your hand, that's considered to be a change in the very nature of what you're doing. Remember we had by Molel and Melilo, so that Bein Asvosa, the same thing. Let's be Yotzei Chazara right now. We mentioned yesterday, Molel and Asamolel, we mentioned it again twice. Just mentioning it. We had a whole discussion like this, you're roughly. So the Poskim say, it's a shina. The shina is also, well, it's such a shina because your hand is limited by its size. Certainly the thing is, so the fact that there's a quantitative limit by the size of your hand, that's a svar to be made, even the chatchila. For this reason, I was not happy with the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa. Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa says, if you want to mash a banana, we'll get to that a little bit later, well, the way to get out of it with no problem is to use the handle of a spoon. Usually you use a fork, use the handle of a spoon. So then he says, you know, really you can use when you're using a spoon, you need not use the handle, you use the spoon itself. Why? Because you usually use a fork, then you use a spoon. So the Chazon Ish said, no, you have to use that for the handle. So the Chazon Ish was right, according to what we're saying now. Even though you'll tell me that maybe if you're using a spoon instead of a fork, it's a shinim. But kalachiyad is also midrabanan. But if you use a handle, the handle by definition is limited in its size, and if it's not considered to be an act of tochein, based on the sugya gemara, and of kuf mem aleph amud aleph, that's an important yisod. It's interesting. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa was talking about these kinds of issues. And he's saying, you know, you should be, it can be makele for a baby because it's hard for the baby to swallow otherwise. So the Mefarshim es Kakasha, and he took that expression from the Chazon Ish. So the Megillah Sefer asked, what are you talking about? Chazon Ish used that expression because diber behoveh, the average adult doesn't need this kind of a softening of the banana or whatever, crush. But fakarik, a baby is more chomer than an adult. Remember we spoke about it before? In the sugya of the Tosefta, of Mechatchin, Lefnei, has Kainim. So the Kainim is more chomer than Tzirim. Since they may not have so many teeth, they can't chew. So he thinks that it doesn't mean that there's a special leniency for children. To the contrary, children are more chomer than grown-ups. That's what the Mefarshim say. All right? Now. So, but this also works the other way around. You see, I'm a defending of the Chazon Ish from both ends. On the one hand, the Shmir Shabbos is more makel than the Chazon Ish. Why? Because he said that you can use a spoon instead of a fork, and I'm not masking. I insist on using a hand. On the other hand, there's a, he quotes here, a chacham echad, who are l'chumra. What's the l'chumra? That the only case where a shini works is in the case of the Gemara. How do you normally grind peppers? And the grinder, a machteshes. So instead of using the grinder, you use the handle of a knife. So that's a tremendous shino. Tremendous shino with the handle of a knife. It doesn't look like a grinder at all. But this chacham echad, this quoted as saying, when it comes to a banana, you never use a grinder for a banana. You use a fork. So the difference between the fork, the teeth of the fork, and the handle of the fork is too small to make a difference. Not a big enough shinoi. That's his kasha. The female they are there with no kasha. We're not discussing a shinoi from 1 to 10, how many shinoi is over here. We're saying a unique kind of a shinoi. For kara, shinoi is only part, this is not matter. This shinoi means it's quantitatively impossible to use, to do more than what fits into your hand. That's how big the handle can possibly be. That itself is considered enough of a change to be megal. So therefore, we are defending the chazanish both against those who are more megal than him, as well as those who are more machmor than him. We became, in this sense, chazanishniks. Like the basic makuf amalef, you have to use the handle, and the handle works for a banana, even as it works for peppers. You know, the shinui is not as great, if you may use that expression. Fine. Good. Fine. Now the Rambam is a problem how he learns. It's a little bit of a question. It's all the question of the Trumas Hadeshin. How did he learn? So he said, Ein Tchina Ba'ochlin. Then he threw in an extra twist. That's how most people learn. It gets to grow on the Taz of Askana. What's the extra twist? Well, you know, it's not Gedule Karka Manish. We should start Lashon. Yes, not Gedule Karka Manish. So the question becomes, what is this? You know why? He seems to be explaining that even those who don't like the heter of Ein Tochlin will agree it's not, quote, Tchina Kule Hai. And Iker Tchina is Gedule Karka. So what does that mean? So the Megillah Sefer says, whoa, a little shinu here, a little shinu there. You put the two shinu together, whoop, went over the top. So I don't understand that at all. I think I have a different interpretation. Rabosai, the Av Malacha of Tochei was Tchinas Chitim in the Mishka. Of course, Chitim is Gedule Karka, Mamsh. And therefore, we make the following suggestion. Now, Chitim are not Ochel, because you don't normally eat kernels of wheat. It's in brachas, but not normally. Usually you make the kernels of wheat into flour, which you then make into bread or other baked goods. That's a normal way of consuming. Okay? However, so there are those who say, since Tchina and the Mishkan is only by Chita, which are not Ochlin, so the Ochlin is Heta Gama. That's the Rambam Shita. Ain't Tchina be Ochlin, period. Stop right there. Says Chumas Hadesh, and even those poskim who don't accept that leniency of Ain't Tchina be Ochlin, they hold as an issue even something is not Ochlin. But they will agree that it's not Tchina Kule Hai as Ochlin, because it's not an Av, we'll consider it to be a Tolda. So then we can make the following suggestion. If it's Gedule Karka Mamish, so that way it resembles wheat, because they're both Gedule Karka Mamish, then they'll consider it a Tolda, even if it's what's called Ochlin, it could be consumed in that original state. What happens, Rav Osai, if it's not Ochlin, it cannot be used in the original state for the purpose of using it for, then it would be Usur, even if it's not Gedule Karka. Each one resembles the Av Malach in a certain way, but if it's Ochel, and it's not Gedule Karka Mamish, it does not resemble the Av, not Mitzah, what we call the Chemza, because the Chemza of Chitim are not Ochlin, and this Chemza is Ochlin, he can be eaten in its raw state, nor is it comparable to the Av Malach of Tochen, Mitzah, we'll call the Tikkun Shebo. Okay? So let's chazer again. The Chefza of Chitim is Gedule Karka Mamish. This is not going to do the kaka mamish. It doesn't resemble it in the chefza. Nonetheless, it's pretty close. So if you're going to do the action, which is called the tikkun, you'd be chayv anyway. But since you could have eaten it anyway, Rabbi Osai, it's called ochlin, it would be mutter. Maybe that's what he means. Begin to say for shinui gadol b'tzuras havalacha. Doesn't mean kalachayad. It means you have two different changes from the original, so it reaches a stage of unusual and abnormal. No, it's not abnormal, not unusual. It's just different. Different than the original havalacha in both respects. With respect to the chefta, it's not gedulah karka mamash as the chitin of the mishkan. And with respect to the action, it's also different. Because in the mishkan, it was something it was not ochlin. Couldn't use it without grinding it first. And here you could use it without grinding it first. It's a combination of the two factors. Even though machmirim on ochlin stam, if it's gedulah karka mamash, could be moda over here. That's a possibility. Rabosai, keep that in mind. Okay, the Rambam himself talks again about, as we said before, Ein Tchina B'Peretz. So we explained that what's this Yerek mean? It means a Yerek is told as token, I Ein Tchina B'Peretz. We're talking about, as the Rambam said, a Yerek which is not edible. In its raw state. That's why I mentioned Amanas Levashel. But if it's Nechol Chai, that's Peretz. That's Peretz. Oh, fine. This is all very, very important. Oh. Now, we said before that we have something called metal. Ram said, Shof Matris. The Lashon Shof Matris is like makes gold dust. Gold dust. You read about that in the old westerns? The gold dust. So you make gold into gold dust. Ram said, you would also be. You'd be chayv, right? Why? So the pshat is like this: since a yerek which is not nechol chayim is like tvuos, like grain, which is also not nechol chayim, even though therefore you're dicing it instead of crushing it, it's a tolder. The case of metal, which can be used in its regular form, you only be chayv if you use a similar action of pulverizing it into gold dust, which is comparable to taking wheat and crushing it and making it into flour. Okay, so the one resembles it in the chefza, one resembles it in the actions. As we spoke before, that's how they brought the Rambam. By the way, that was another sheet of Bechlal, I want to mention to you right now. The Gemara, the last half of the Sefer, the last two daf, Kufnun, Hey, Rav, talks about Shavuya Yochla, Mitrach Yochla. According to the Rov Rishonim, it's a separate and distinct violation that has nothing to do with any of the Lama Tes Velochas. However, the Rambam includes it in Tochen. The Rambam is Shitas. The Rambam has all the various Shusim. He lists them off in the order of the 39 Velochas. There are no stop Shusim. There are some. But whatever, you can put it, fit it into one of the categories, one of the 39, he does so, and that's why you list them in that order. Perk Chafalach, Chabez, Avilchal Shabbos. So that's why, to keep that in mind, it's against with the other poskim think. Okay, this is all within Shita Saram. Let's go a little bit further. I want to finish up talking as soon as we can, but there's something we just didn't have a chance to talk about yet. So let's discuss it a little bit now. Fine. We mentioned before bananas. So it's interesting if you look in the Ramah, take a look over here. Shin Chof Aleph Sif Yutes. What's in the Gemara that you test? Shemubos of Dilas Shemiskan Meir of Shabbos, and the Chusar and Dicha Os and Ligma Dicha Os and Beshabbos. Okay. So, what does this mean? What do the words mean? And what did the Shemir Shabbos say about it? It's all important. There are more quotes over here from the Mordechai Siman Shin Samach Beis. Muta lahachlik ha'ochel b'Shabbos lo havi b'zeh mishim ha'machek. We'll get into that later. There's also no Easter of Tochen, obviously. question becomes, what's the pshat? Why? Rambam, as you can complete what's called shchikas harifos. It's quoted over here in the mechaber in Shin Chaf Aleph Yotes. It's like daisa. So the Mishnah Berurah Ayin Ches explains. Kevin shekvar docha also the meducha of the special called tzogam and mechus v'al shchika ma'at. What does that mean? So the Chazon Ish says, you cook it, knocks out the Easter of Trina. Why? Because Trinosa nocha, ve'ein shame melocha oleho. It's something very amazing. The simple read of the Chazon Ish is that it's once it's already been cooked, by definition, it's been softened, and there's no Trina by something which is soft. Trina means you have something which is hard, you have hard grain, and you make it into flour, which is by definition soft. More than soft. That's called token. But if it's soft already before you started, there's no violation of Trina. Now it's interesting. Some suggest that no. It's only if it is pre-crushed. If it's pre-crushed, then there's no Easter of token. But if it's not pre-crushed, it's simply pre-softened by cooking, it would not be permissible. The Aruch HaShabbos is made on the Shaila, talking about potatoes, which was cooked and made soft. And the Hilchos Shabbos, the Shabbos says he doesn't understand how can he say such a thing, because he thinks the Shmir Shabbos Kolchosa said that you have to have this smaich. If you look more carefully, though, in the Shmir Shabbos, he holds the smaich means from the cooking itself. Not that you crushed it earlier. The lashon of the Shmir Shabbos is the smachu lefnei abishul. Oh, ayadei habishul atzma. So therefore, this is something which is found. So in the original, I mentioned to you, in the original edition of Shmir Shabbos back in 1964, wow, it's 50 years ago already, he said, as long as it's cooked, there's no issue of Trina. So they came after him, the Chachmei Bayit began. Where'd you get it? It doesn't say it anywhere, it's not true. So he fixed it. What did he fix it? Not just that it was cooked, it was softened by cooking. But others say, no, it has to be softened and crushed. And some even read the Shmir Shabbos that way, but if you look carefully, that's not what he said. He didn't back out completely from his original position. It doesn't require that it be actually pre-crushed as the Hilchos Shabbos does. He only requires that it be softened in its original cooking state. Okay, now, take a banana. Banana's never been cooked, never been touched. The banana mamash, a banana is a banana is a banana. So that's what the Chazon Ish tumbles. How do you make a banana soft for a baby to have on Shabbos? It's a very serious violation. You have to do a lealter, do it with the back of a hand, you know, all the various cools that we spoke about before. Comes along the Shmir Shabbos, the Ayin Ode. That means if you look at page 41 at the beginning, with the opposing view, the Tehillah of the David. There he says, Rabbi Osai, and Rabbi Moshe says something very similar. A banana, it comes in as one piece. After you mash it, it remains one piece. That's not called tofu. It's a chiddush gadol. If it started as one and it ends as one, that is not considered to be in the category of tofu. Finished. It says in the famous Tosefta, which is quoted over here, if you have the Devela and Grogrus, if Naz Kanim, it's a problem of Tochen. Isn't it true that it sticks together? So Rav Moshe writes, you know what happens in the case? It separates into small pieces, and the sap, the resin, the juice, pulls it together again. Not the same as a banana. A banana, when you pressure it, it never separates. Here it does. Here you're cutting it into small pieces, you're separating it, and then it comes back together later again. So that's where you're in violation of Tokhe. But if it just never separated at all, it would not be a problem according to these Gedolim. Rav Moshe seems to say that way, although the Maise is Shevet to be Machmir, but the Tehillah David seems to be Mekel Mamash. And the Shmir Shabbos says, don't rely on it. I know. It's a minority view. Just letting you know. Okay? Question, yes?
What about potatoes in the challen?
Right. You got potatoes and shalom, so now you'd like to take your fork and mash them, right? How soft are they? So it's hard to know. I've had different kinds of cholent.
Right.
You come this week if my wife makes cholent, which she's likely going to do. We'll see how soft the potatoes are in the cholent. We'll measure a little bit and we'll see. We'll have to give a psak on the spot. May you crush them. I don't. I have the potato that I took my fork. I spear the potato with my fork. I don't crush it with my fork. Okay? That's what I have. And I find it very tasty to eat it in that fashion. You like to crush it better? You mash potatoes out of it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. We'll see. We'll have to get a psak. Okay. We'll have to have a psak. And then Shabbos at lunch. We'll see what.
It's also a goof echad.
Huh?
It's a goof echad, too.
Will the potato remain a goof echad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like a banana.
Like a banana in that sense? Okay. So. If it'll in fact remain a gufeva, because the Rabbi Moshe does seem to be equating potatoes with bananas in a certain respect, in the sense that he thinks it really should be mutter, but he's afraid to be matra lo chalamaisa. But then he says, it's certainly going to be awesome if it's not really soft. You can cook a potato and it's still not that soft.
Right.
Totally edible and still, you know, fairly hard.
Right.
We'll have
and then it won't be a gofecha when you crush it. If it's
talk.
not
right, exactly.
Not
a shot, right. If it's hard, it'll be also twice over. Because it's not soft, and it will not be gofecha. It's halba hatali a little bit. So we shall see. Careful, sign. Wait 3 days. We shall see. We should have the chol just right now. It's after 1 o'clock. Okay, so I don't know exactly where. So we'll see about it and whether you'll add it. We'll see. I can't give a guarantee. I'm not going to tell my wife to change a recipe for this Shabbos. But maybe it's all. We'll see. Find out. I never really paid much things like that. I don't have it that way. Of course, you'll have another half of the Alta. So that's another half. You'll do it. According to the Ramah, it's mutter no matter what. Everything's mutter the Alta. Well, Chazish didn't like that. To be honest, Chazish said that the Alta only works for dicing, it doesn't work for crushing, but the Rashba says beferish it works for crushing. That's the Achronim Eskan Chazanish. So we can't ask. I can't stop you from doing it because we've had the Hatta Lialta. But not everyone agrees with the Hatta Lialta as we saw. Okay, a lot of Rabbosa. We have good Chazara for the Bechina. It was the Kama and Shabbos. We have to discuss Borer. Everything comes up at the table, right? Borer comes up. What else we discuss? Borer, Schita Dosh. Okay, and Tochen, Lush. A little bit. There'll be no malabin, though. That you'll have to lure on your own. That's someone gets to stand in your jacket. Do it on purpose, and then we'll see what we can do about it. That'll be another practice. It may rain.
So there you go.
Oh, so question. If we walk out in the street and it's rain. Or, we'll see. This is what's called a lab practical for the shops. The malachas. If you have a good memory, you talk about kosher and matir and tofer and korea and binyan makam and pot, we have a real practical. Okay, we'll see what comes up. You never know. The cycle goes on in my house, I got chayas for people in the shul. You never know what's going to happen. So it'll be interesting. Okay, siyata d'shmai. Let's go a little bit further in this inyan of tochen before we move to the next malacha. A couple of more things. Try to be as brief as possible. Just one or two other very brief items. An interesting question. The Truma Sadeshin said that with respect to this issue of Tochen and Tchina B'Ochlin, it depends upon most people. As long as most people can eat it, it's permissible to do it even in front of the Zekanim. If you recall, we thought that the Pshat of Zekanim, it wasn't the Alter. It says the Fneas Kanim, that it does say, but it doesn't mean the Alter. So why does it say the Fneas Kanim? Adarabim. The Fneas Kanim to teach us that even though there's Kanim, and not able to chew so well, it's mutter anyway. And it's not takanat li'alter. That's a discussion which the poskim have. And certain leniencies which may or may not apply. Again, it says over here, Aser lachtok rogos lecheruv from the Tnei Askenim, which is a Tosefta. So the Magen Avraham said, well, remember we saw it yesterday. Didn't quite say that. Because someone who can chew it, it might be permissible. And he, the Be'er Lacha, doesn't like that. And he just mentioned Askenim, Urcha de Milsa. But maybe it's this Gidula Karka, this Tchina, even if he could have eaten. Because the Gra says, the altar is based on Isra Mitra Pa'ukha, which is not Tochen according to him, and that's talking about the case of Lialter, whole Bialach over here. The Kipta Nimritz, this is a discussion, and he's the Magen Avraham, who's Mater, someone who's able to chew it. It's only Grogos for Charuvin, you don't really have to do it. Yerek Dak Dak, Mazria, Yididavka Ba'osa Suda Gamla Diday. Why? Because you're changing the form of how it's being used. We mentioned that before. That's a Mohammedicus type of token. And therefore, then it would certainly be mutter only liyat if that, and that would not be mutter liyachazma. That's very important. So, fine. We'll leave it because it's much more to be said. We have to get to it. It's already time to do the next malacha. Behind the schedule. Right, next malacha. Rabosai, the next malacha is the malacha of Lush. So Lush did three sugis. Kuf, Nun, Hey and Vav. Let's see that first. Then is Yud Ches, and then is Kuf Mem. Let's go in order. Let's see the fundamental Gemaras. On Kuf Nun Hey and Beis, Rabosai, the Gemara says, Masnisin Mani. According to whom is the Mishnah go? What did the Mishnah say? Nosten Mayim Lemursa, Avolo Govlin. They pour water into the bran, just don't stir it. Who's it going for to? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. What does he say? Echad knows the kevach and knows the chamayim. Ha'achon chayev the Rebbe. Called the Rebbe. Forget it. The minute you mix two items, it's already chayev. Yosef Yehuda Omer. And the chayev at Shia Gabel. So good. The mission is going to be gemalde. You put the water in. In Amma Gabel. Great. What's no? Dilma Aklam of Yosef Yehuda Hosef Alad Kemach. Debar Gibulu. And therefore what Rabbi said? So the Ritva explains, and you didn't finish the job. You could have done Gibel, you didn't do it. Avamurus Blabar Gibelu. And if you're not merely missing anything, it's Asur. And then the Mishnah goes like, nobody knows how to die. Hanya Behedja. And knows that my Lamursan Divi Rebbe. Even though it's not missing anything, it's permissible in any event. So we go back to what we said originally. The Masnisin is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. So Stam Mishnah goes Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, the many posts who are passing Aloch Alamaisa like him. Usually Aloch Rabbi Mechavero. But Stam Mishnah here is like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. That's what most posts can hold. We'll see soon. Just a few more lines. Maratana Rabbanan. And Golden is Hakoli. What's called his Rashi, the last line? Kemach shel tvua shen is yavsha shen kloyos betana, when it was roasted in an oven. Also, kemach ala masaku kimchadav shona. Also, mimenosh sisa mishemen l'mayim melech. It's not the regular flour used to make cookies and bread. It's a different kind of a flour to make certain kinds of mixtures with oil. Okay, fine. Good. V'yesh omrim govim. Man yesh omrim. Who says you can even mix it normally? Well, you can mix it, I should say. Or Rav Chista, again, Rabbi Yosef Yehudi. Why? See, read the Rashi, which is in parentheses, top line. The Rebbe lo mahanya leshinui. Why? The medicinas mayim mechayiv. Right away, mechayiv immediately, Rabbi Osai. You mechayiv right away. How's it going to help to make a shinui? How do you do mishani? How can you make a shinui? It's too late. You chayv already. If you go according to Rebbe, the minute you pour the items together, according to Rabbi Yossi, that itself is okay. You're not chayv yet. I chayv on the gibul. You make a shinui. What's the shinui? Al yad, al yad. What al yad, al yad? What do the words al yad, al yad mean? Rebbe, what does it mean? A little bit at a time. How in the world does that work? What, you're going to be chayv? You're going to cook a little bit at a time? We already pointed out earlier today, when it comes to tochen, the handle, when it comes to dosh, using a hand to melilos, hint to the same thing. The Ramban explains, ein darko ele b'meruba. It said meducha, it's a typo. Ele b'meruba. The normal way is to knead a lot at once. It's not a normal way to take, especially kemach koli. The Chazon Ish says it's limited to kemach koli because you could eat it without, you could eat it with edible without. And others extended even to regular kemach, but this is machlokes. But in Esuli kemach koli and al-sugya, the normal way is b'meruba. So if you do it a small amount, it's abnormal. It's not the stam a het nekalacha. That's only a ptur. It's a het. It's not. We're not going to label it as lush. I want to say a chiddush that the only time you apply this is the case of kali. Why case of kali? Because kali, because it's pre-singed or pre-roasted, it's never going to become into a regular kind of a flour that you use to make bread. Nah, it's a different kind of a treatment. It's a different kind of a processing. Therefore, it can never really be a normal gibel. So I want to make the following suggestion. If it's really a normal gibel, I want to suggest there's no hetter b'yad ayad. Because we can't reinterpret it. Gibel mamish. Can it be reinterpreted? Only if, Rabbi Osai, it's not a full gibel, because it's kimcha da mishona, it's kali. So then we have two ways of looking at it. We can look at it as a gibel, look at it or not. If it's darker but meruba and you use muat, that pushes it over the top. It's not considered to be in the category of gibel. That's what I wanted to suggest. Maybe it's for that reason it's only limited to kemach koli. Chazal said a different reason. Kemach koli, you can eat it without gibel, and regular kemach you cannot. And therefore, it's normal to make a small amount, and you want to have a little, guy's hungry. A little flour, and you know, guys comes home from a shiva hungry, so he wants a snack. Some flour there, no problemo. Take a small amount of flour, a little pita, and then you're home free. Even a little bit at a time, claims Chazon Ish. No one in this room ever did it, I'm sure. We went out into the baking, but in the old days, when everyone had an oven in the house, you know, with a baking oven. We can't bake in our ovens, but we just don't do that. We don't, the kids, what, those are the two pshat here in the sugya. Okay, but it's important to note that we assume that Al-Yadav is a small amount at a time, in contrast to the Bialacha, who gets stuck at a little bit of a bind. He wants to suggest that Al-Yadav is a normal case, what we call Kalachayad. And he pinned it on Rashi. He pinned it on Rashi, because Rashi said, Golden Kalachayad. We're not happy with that, because Kalachayad is only a poter. Here's a matir. So I'm going to insist that even the Rashi says the word kalacha, it doesn't mean, it's a little bit of a docha, I concede, but he couldn't possibly mean the regular kalacha yad, because regular kalacha yad is only a poter, and it's not a mati. Now we have the most fundamental of all questions about losh. It's an intro. Rav Osai. So according to Rebbe, you mix in the ingredients, right away you're chayev. Are you then chayev if you stir it? You just pour the water into the flour. Boom, you're chayav immediately. Okay, I did it before Shabbos, for example, or someone else did it. Can I stir it now? Like an ain bishel acha bishel kind of a thing. Ain losh acha losh. So according to Rebbe, you're chayav right away for mixing the water with the flour. Ain losh acha losh. Ain losh acha losh. What do you say? What do you say? Chazon Ish says, Ein losh, acha losh. Finished. Same as Ein bishel acha bishel. Same idea. Same idea. However, it's against a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, I'd like you to see it inside. We're not going to open the Yerushalmi now. The Bir Halacha, Shin Chaf Aleph, Sif Yud Dalet. Give a look, please. Sif Yud Dalet. Baal Truma Pasak Rebbe. That's a Yesh Omer Mesif Tazayin and Shin Chav Dal Gimel. V'ta, the nearly Boru, the Afilu L'das Baal Truma Zeh, the Nesinas Manik O'Gibel, that's the Man Me'er of Shabbos, Mikom Mokom Im Gibel Achakach B'Shabbos Chayev. For the Armenian is that Mikilisha Chalisha. Oh, again, so we said until now. Often he was Shalmi. Halosh V'Orech. Katev, Chai Mishum Losh, Aricha, setting up the dough as after Lisha, even though he had Losh, he's going to Chai a second time, because Misiapa Alisha, Vikoshkein Bozeh, Demekora, Vayal Nisnis Mayim Levad, even though Zeh Gibul, according to Rebbe, you're not going to say for Truma, Gavlachakak, also Lisha Gemur Mishamas Bechayov. And don't ask me a kasha from the Russian Beit Sefer Dal Siman Tes. Yeah, Zeno, the Shamayri be'efer shudava she'eno ba'gibul be'etzem. Oh, so we saw that Achronim say he shouldn't have stopped there and said there's no kasha against his yisod from the Rush in Beit Sefer. There's a riot to the yisod because in the Sugya Beit Sefer they're not there only efer but not offer. You remember the sugar over there. When Mela comes out, it's a raya le chumra from that Russian Perek Dalet. Okay? Fine. Others say no, no such thing. Ein losh achalosh. Actually, the truth is in the Russian, there are two different girsos in the Russian Masechta Beit. So it depends upon the. I'm not going to all the girsos right now. We saw two different girsos. In any event, Rabosai, the Achronim try to knock out the raya that he brings from this Yerushalmi in the following way. They say the Kavachom is, oh, the Kolshken is no Kolshken. The Kolshken is there that you made the Gibul better. No. No! According to the Rebbe, if Yechayim and Lush just by having the flour poured and the water poured into the same receptacle, that is it. The fact that you made it, you stirred it, made it more, the kneading more powerfully. That's the Ritz of Binyan. Hey, Losh HaKalosh. I, Orech, Mekate, was a separate action. You saw one of the Achronim give a comparison. Hey, Bishlach HaBishl. You do Afiyach HaBishl. Bishlach HaRafiyah. It's a different surah. That could be Chayef. Here too. So therefore, the Raya is not such a Gaval, the Raya. The Kitzitz of Achlogos Gedolei Apostim, according to Rebbe, that there is a concept of chiyuv, just by having the water poured into the flour, fine. If you subsequently mix it together, stir it together, would that be chayiv as well? So the Bialacha says for sure yes. And others suggest no. Like Leital suggests no. Chazanish suggests no. The machlokas is only a post. That's according to Rebbe. But now the other way around. What about according to Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yehuda? Is there any status to what we'll call the Nesina Samayim? Because Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, as you recall, said, no, it's, at first glance, that's prehistoric. Nothing happened when you simply pour the water into the flour. That's not the Malacha at all. Eino Chayev Achi Gabel. Well, we could argue that what that means is, there's only one component to the Easter of Lush. What's that? Megabel. To stir it. But pouring the water into the flour is zero. Says like Leital, I don't think so. It should have said, Eino Chayev Ela Ala Gibul. Doesn't say that. It's Eino Chayev Ad Sheyegabel. Like Leital, what that means is, it's a two-part Chiyuv. The Sinas Hamayim and the Gibul. You need both. He compared it to Akir and Anocha by Otso. And therefore, it said if you did the Sinas Hamayim on Friday, Gibul and Shabbos would be part. But more than that, either one person did the Nesina Samayim, another person did the Gibul Pata, even more than that. One person did the Nesina Samayim without intending to any Gibul. And then you change the mind to the Gibul, you're also Pata. Like Akir without intending to Anocha, and then you did Anocha. He really takes it to an extreme. But the Agle Tal, based on this Dik Aloshin, here in the Gemara. Okay, we'll see soon how this is not just a theoretical question, but has practical ramifications as well. I'll just give you one hint right now. The one hit right now is as follows. The Gemara Let's read a little few more lines of the Gemara. Kuf nun vav omel aleph. Vishavim. What does vishavim mean? They're together. They're the same. Who's the same? Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Shabok shenes hashos is vishavis, etc. I ain't go. What are we talking about? Lo kasha. Hoba ova, hoba raka. Ova Rabbi's machbe, baraka. He is mekil. Behind him, the mishan. Again, make a change. What's the change? Switch the order. Then chomet and if it was shasis, you switch the order around. Adka. Okay, very, very nice. We know very well a change in the order will work according to Rebbe, because according to Rebbe, the pouring of the ingredients into the bowl, that is lush. But according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, the logic would dictate, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the order in which you put the ingredients in the bowl is completely irrelevant. It's prehistoric. Because the issue of lush is violated only when you actually stir it. Who cares? You put the flour in first. You put the water in first. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Well, the problem is, just to show you briefly inside, take a look on the Rosh, Rabosai. The Rosh here. The last paragraph of the Sefer Shabbos. At the end of Siman Gimel, the very last paragraph, the Rosh is the following expression. Watch. What does he say over here? Om Rav Chis, the Rav Yos, Rav Yos, Rav Yos, Rav Yuri, the Hilchos of Kavasei. This is going from the riff, that's why it's bolder here in the spring. The Paz, Rav Yos, Rav Yuri. Nonetheless, in the very next line, he tells you, you put the order, you reverse the order. Rabbo say, how does reversing the order help according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda if it's prehistoric? If the introducing of one ingredient, both ingredients into the bowl is as of no consequence? They tie, you see from here that I'm right. Even though Rabbi Yosef says the chiyuv is only after the gibul, doesn't mean the gibul itself is the mechayev, it's a combination of the Nesina Samayim and the Gibul. Therefore, if you make a change in the Nesina Samayim, you would be Potur, maybe even Butur in certain cases. Ad kan, the language of the Eglei Tal. Chaznish says you're off the wall. Wrong! Wrong! According to opinion of Rabbi Yossi, the mixing of the greens is prehistory, and the Shini won't be of any, won't do anything as such. Well, he says, one Chiddush Lifle Benar the Metzias. Is if you reverse the order of placing the ingredients into the bowl, it will impact on the very nature of the subsequent stirring. I never walked into the kitchen. I don't know if it's true or not true. But the Chazish said it's true. We have to assume that he did walk into the kitchen. And he said it's true. So we'll take it as Torah Semis that the change in the nature of the actual stirring depending on what the order in which the ingredients were placed into the mixing bowl. Okay. Again, I can't give an opinion on this matter. I can't do it. I'm just letting what it says. Fine. Okay, let's now talk about the next critical question, which is we didn't quite finish the sugya on that. Kuf Nun Vav is a little bit more. Let's just finish it before we forget. A little bit later, the Moya has yet a third shinui. What's the third shinui? Hey, Kamishani, Shesi Viyarev. I'm Arab Shabir, Lom Arab Shabir, but not Arabically. What does it mean? Rashi explains, Shesi Yorek, Pamachas Molech Hamakal Shesi Pamachat Arab. Once this way, once this way. And then maybe you move the bowl around, shake the bowl around a little bit. According to many Mepharshim, you can't do it more than once. Once this way, once this way. Others say, no, as long as you take out the spoon each time, you go, your little X's as opposed to O's. For those who ever play tic tac toe. So this is the Yisod of it. This is tic tac toe, and I come out of my nine. Kuf Nun Vav. Okay, Rabosai, this. Good. But now, Rabosai, we had this Havamina. What was the Havamina? The Havamina was Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is makel by Kemach the Bar Gibel because you're missing the Gibel. But Mursan, La Bar Gibel, might be more Chomer. But Lo Saga Dayla gets rejected. Is that Svar still a potentially valid Svar? This Havamina which seems to be rejected over here? Well, look in the Sugya Yud Chesem and Aleph, Rabosai, Sugya number 2. Yud Chesem and Aleph. Quick. Yud Chesem and Aleph. Says the Gemara, Man Tana Nesinas Mayim L'Dyoz U'Shriyosan. Or Rav Yosef Rebbe. Oh boy. I have a Stam Mishnah like Rebbe on that Yud Zayin Amid Beis. And a Stam Mishnah like Rav Yosef on that Kuf Nun Hay Amid Beis. So here a Stam, there a Stam, everywhere a Stam. So the question is, are we Paskin? So the Sefer Truma says, a Stam against a Stam. Go back to the old cloud. Halachic Rebbe Mechaveiro. Rebbe wins. So he passes the Chumah like Rebbe. Rebbe Yosef says, no. Hilchasok is Stama Bas Raisa. Yesh Seidel the Mishnah in one Mesechta. We follow the Mishnah in the last parak as opposed to the Mishnah in the first parak. That's a machlokes in Hilchas. Kloli Halach. Fine. Good. Says Taisus like this. Yudchesam and Aleph. Gemara says like this. Man Tanis is Joe Mike. Rebbe. I'm Rabbi. Sounds familiar with Dilma, no? Akhlam Rabbi Yossi, a little bit came after Bagibalu. Abu Diol, the Lab Bagibalu, Amal Achaye. Maybe a Chayev even went out, Gibal. See this in my alone. More rejected. Afer, Offer, also. Says Tosis as follows. Vim Tomar, Homuson, Kuflin Hamid Beis, is Lab Bagibal. The Kama Hosam, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Eno Chayv Ad Sheyigabel. So Chama Furisha Sugya. Yesh Loma. Hosam, the Gabe Kemach, Theory of Relativity. The Gabe Kemach, Kama Eno Bargibel. Abel Bargibel, who Tfei Vidyo. Ula Hochilo Maisemi, Nei, Hochil Ad Yo. There's two separate Sugyas over here, Rabosai. So Joe is not Bargibel at all. So maybe in fact you would be chayv. Brusen is a little bit of a bargibel. Okay, that's Tosis' interpretation over here. So Tosis says, fine. Oh. What's the chat? There it's both chat. The Sinas of Mayim is not a gemar lisha because you are going to do a further action. Okay? Fine. So Abaye thought that Moses was not a Bargibel klal, and he asked Mani Masnisen. What did he answer him? No. You put him in the scene of Samayim. He always put him. So it comes out according to this Rabosai as follows. That even if there's a lot of Bargibel, if you did a Gibel, you could still be chayim. The Rambam says no against the other Rishon. The Chazish is Rambam's Das Yochid, and we have the Tosfos Rid, the Miri, seem to agree with him. What's that? It's not a Bar Gibel, there's never an Issa D'Oraisa. The Rambam says. Why? What's Pshat Rav Yosef? Why is Rav Yosef arguing on a Bayi over here in our Sugya at the Masechta? He says, you know what? Even if you did a Gibel, you'd be Potter. Because La Bar Gibelu. And therefore, if you're not doing a Gibel, we're going to be Matir. Usually we say we're not going to allow you to do it because you may come to do a full Gibel. But over here, worst case scenario, you do a full Gibel, you're not Chaim and Torah. But they allow it. That's the Shita Rambam. That's the Shita Rambam in the Sugya. Okay? A whole different Shita than most other Rishonim. Fine. So the machlok is gedolei apostle. Fine. Good. Much more to be said, but we'll leave it. One thing is that the Rambam did say, and the Gabel offer is a toldah. Okay, toldah. But ironically, quote the Gemara Zvachim Tzadi Dalit that the sinas. Shum Shem in Mimayim is an Av Malach without any Gibel at all. How can it be? So the answer is based on the Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid says, Rabosai, In the Mishka, they had Sabamonim. Without any Gibel. Without any Gibel. So the rocks themselves, the same way. If the normal way is to soak it and it achieves whatever level of consistency that it achieves just by letting it soak, now it's that you have your chocolate milk and you soak this chocolate, you put the in your chocolate powder in milk. That's called Maya Machur. That's not called lush at all. But if it's going to have a somewhat thicker consistency, then we can argue that would be considered to be a violation of lush even without gibel whatsoever. In those cases, it's the case of the Gemara Zvachim that Tzadi Dala, that the Rambam in fact quotes La Locha Lamais as being an Av Malach. That's what he says. Remarkable. Okay? Fine. Rabosa. Let's go a little bit further here in the Sugya of lush to analyze a number of other important matters. Fine. We've talked about many different shinuyim. So one of the shinuyim which is found in the Gemara, is the Feirish on Nafkuf Novel and Aleph, is mixing up the order, putting in the opposite order than you would normally do. Now, what according to whom is this shinui said? Let's chazer again. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Yehudi, Hani Milu de Mishani. Ayat ayat. We're not discussing that right now. Vayta. Shama shebochus shoshis. Ayin goblin okasha above avarak. Hani mili yudim mishani. Eki mishani, you switch the order around. What's it going on? Ovo or rako? So Rashi says, ba'ovo ein goblin. Birako Bokshin She'ein Zulisha. Get an impression from Rashi that it's only permissible by Rako, and even by Rako, it's only if you switch the order around. That's a simple read of Rashi. Only if you switch the order around when it comes to Rako, that is the kind. And according to whom only? According to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So it would appear. I mean, so it seems like it's important to understand. It is a big question. According to whom and in what situation does it work? Oh. So let's analyze a little bit further what this is all about. According to Siddur Pshat in the Gemara. According to Rebbe, reversing the order won't help whatsoever. And the question is, why not? Fakert. We should say reversing the order should work only according to Rebbe. Because according to Rebbe, that's the point of the possible chiyuv. According to Rabbi Yossi, it should be too early that this changing the order should make a difference. So the Ramban and the Ritva explain that it's not considered a change. Any order you put the ingredients in is not considered to be a significant enough change, according to the opinion of Rebbe. It wouldn't work. I want to show you something here in the Mishnah Brewers, if you have it open. Take a look a little bit. Watch. The Mishnah Brewers is as follows. The Mechaber says, Sif Yudalit, Ein megablin kemakoli harbe. She searches rock is okay. And it says two extra words are put in by either the Ramah or some other imposter. It's in parentheses. Afilu barach sarach lishanos. You switch the order around. Whoa. That's what it seems to be saying. It's a very major question. What exactly is happening over here? When is the shinui of reversing the order work? So if you look over here, Abosai, back in Mishnah Brura Nun Aleph. Ein begabin, so some of Pastor wrote, Pirish Nesinus Mai Mekamach Nikra Givu. Huh? She writes on the bottom, Hadash Alav Davka. The Machaba Ayah Pobli Shagamur, she goes in the Maimon Begabel. Yeah, who said this? What's the Gemara about saying? Kuf Nun Vavam and Alf. Rabbi Yossi of Yehudi. And look at Rashi, look at Rambam. Okay? This is an important discussion. The Kitzer, the Talmud Torah wrote this in the Shulchan Aruch. A lot of people just putting their hands into the Shulchan Aruch and they shouldn't be. Excuse me, is that anywhere near accurate?
No.
Way off, it's losing time. Please put that down. It's going to only, you'll miss, take it down. Give it into some orphans and get a new one. That, worse than no clock is a slow clock. I was looking at some, woo! Yeah. No, don't even bother. It lost 10 minutes in an hour. Yeah. Okay. So now we're the Malman is mine again. Okay, let's just try to be with Tom to myself because there's a lot to talk about. Yeah. So, let's see what it says. Try to look in the svarim. Now, the Magen Mishnah in Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Lamed Gimel says, "Uldivir Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Af Ba'ova." What does that mean? On a simple level, what he means is switching the order works according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, even Be'ova. It's a simple read. That's how the Beis Yosef read it. Doesn't necessarily agree. Chaz Nishan, it's impossible. It's simply impossible. Can't be. On the other hand, Truma Sadeshin says, according to Yosef Yehuda, Yimashan of the Seder by Rakla, you have to have a Shin in the Gibel as well. Why? Because changing the order in the pouring it in the ingredients into the bowl, Akati lo oven malocha chigabel. Not true. Like they tell us, that's wrong. Truma Sadeshin is incorrect. Chazan had his own vote because you can tell the Shini later on based on the reversing of the order. Fine. Okay. So the big question is when the Rambam said Vitzarok Lashanas, what's he talking about? It's fine over here. Look. Avakasha Asim of Nation Nirukalosh Vitzarok Lashanas. We saw the punctuation. And the Frank Rambam implied exactly as the Magen Mishnah said. Avokosh awesome nation erikolosh. Yeah, and therefore by kosher tzarach l'shanos, not by rach. By kosher is tzarach l'shanos. How do you mean the words of this imposter anyway? Vafilu berach. What does afilu berach mean? It doesn't say berach. Afilu berach. I mean, if the word should be taken literally, it means rach. You have to have Tzarek L'shanos. And by Ova, also Shini might work. That's one way to read it. It's hard to know who put this in, who said this. Not completely clear. Not clear at all. But again, according to the Rambam, is the way to make a Magadishnah learn. Yenis Belila Ova, if you switch the order around, it can be effective. Maybe the Rocky wouldn't even need to switch the order around. Another possibility. So there are different opinions on both sides. The Shina you require, Shina is works and is required only by Raka, such a Poshup Shah, that it works and is required only by Ova. Raka doesn't even need a Shina. According to the first opinion, Ova wouldn't help the Shina. What would you say works by both? Shina works even for Ova, is required even for Raka. You always need that Shina of switching the order around. It's not clear completely which what the truth is. Again, we don't have time to go into every prat to prat. Suffice to say that it's not clear what exactly the Rambam meant, and the Shulchan Aruch quoted Rambam, and some put two words in which may not be accurate. This is a bit of a mess. I'm not exactly sure what the din is. Oh. It's interesting that the Chazanish asked the Kasha for the Truma Sadeshan, Because he said that the it wouldn't work when it comes to Ava. I can see the point. But the Chumash Hadash said it wouldn't work at all because it's prehistoric. And according to the Rambam, it does work. I definition the argument with Chumash Hadash. So you can't, it's hard to ask a kasha on the Magad Mishnah's Pshat and the Rambam from the Chumash Hadash. Says in any event, the Magad Mishnah argues the Chumash Hadash. It says that the heter of switching the order works when it comes to Shitas. Works even according to Rabbi Yossi and the Magad Mishnah said no, and the Chumash Hadash said no. It's clear to Machlokas among the Gedolei HaPoskim. So it could be the argument on this point also, whether it works for Avam. Magad Mishnah seems to say yes, simple read, and the Chumash Hadash would say no. Okay, so it's a Machlokas. Well, that would be the first less Machlokas in Lukas Lush over here. Fine. All this is very, very important. Okay. Now, Rabbi Yossi, the third Gemara. The three Gemaras. Kuf Mem and Aleph. Kuf Mem and Aleph. We saw it briefly in the report in Shavuot Aruch. Chardel Shalosha Be'erim Shabbos L'mocha Mamcho Be'im B'yad Be'im B'kli. V'nos M'nosof Ha'tvash V'yitra Fela Ma'arev. What's this all about? When you were lush Me'erim Shabbos, lush in what? You mixed in water, or only in its own natural juice? That's a whole tumult in the monthly Farshim. What exactly happened? What happened over here? What's exactly the case? We'll also take a look in the Mordechai, Simen Tov Lamed Gimel. Tov Lamed, he must see this inside, because only have to see it, because there are those who are Magia. You can't tear that glass, you actually see the text inside. Tov Lamed Gimel. Page Lamed, and now in the new print, it's Perek Tolin, towards the end. We'll take it from the top. Tough Lamed from the top. Chara Shaloshim Erev Shabbos Nos Natovat Vash Vash Yitro Pirish At Vash Lo Yake V'Kaf K'del Arbi Yachad K'bo Beitim Trufa Salam Arbi Yachad V'Yad Masha Mikam. Because Hashum in Erev Shabbos, Muta Losa Natov and Mashkin B'Shabbos. So it sounds like it's against the Yerushalmi. Chayev, our favorite Yerushalmi. Omeri, Tamura Lidan the Posik Mamchu Ben Biyad Ben Bekli, Haynu Ki Nosid Mayim Erev Shabbos. The reason who kept it on Gemara, you put the water on Friday. Udel Shabbos Mamchu Mamchu Ben Biyad Ben Bekli, Chenadin B'Shumun V'Charos B'Shabbos Tzodin Mashkin Erev Mimod Yom. Uvalel Shabbos, Ma'ar b'Afilu b'Kli. Fine, good. Halacha b'Ma'aseinam. You put it on Friday. You put it on Shabbos. Chas v'Sholom. There'd be an immediate violation. Kadyav Mashkechay Mishamlosh. But the next line is a pella. Vimlo Nosan Mashke Nir Yod Yom. Ma'arev b'Etzbo v'Lo b'Kli v'Kagon Kaf. Riboy Nishalom. What Ma'arev b'Etzbo? Before the minute you put the water in, you chayv it right immediately. What can help you use your finger afterwards? Too late, too little, too late. Says the Goyim, take out the word lo. Take out the word lo. Say v'im lo nasan, v'im nasan. Oh, come on. The Belach says, I can't do that. But he makes it even a wilder ago. He says, v'or zeruah kosav, v'im lo nasan mashkev yom. Because ours were passing like a Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that the mixing of the ingredients is not a problem, and it came before passing like Rabbi. Also, it's hard to imagine that just two such amazing. So the Drisha wanted to say that the Shinoi, he started saying, I mean, he rejected himself, that just as prehistoric Shinoi works, that we call that Shinoi in the Seder according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, so too, post-historic Shinoi works according to Rebbe. That's how Drisha starts off. Says to himself, wait a minute, that's no comparison. Prehistoric can work if it has an initial story, it affects what happens afterwards, or whatever you'll say. Post-historic? Guys, we made a game of Skila. And then I get to tell you he's made a Shinoi. He came from the dead to make Shinoi. It's too late. Drisha himself said that's too late. Says Egley Tal an interesting answer. As Nesinas Mayim doesn't mean literally. When you pour water into the flour, yechayv, that's split second? No. I mean, it takes a while for the water to seep into the flour. When the water seeps into the flour, and it's a real solid mix, even though you didn't stir it yet, it'd be chayv. Says Egle Tal, oh, I'll pour the water, and before the water can be absorbed in the solid underneath it, I'll quickly take my finger, and I'll save myself from skila. Phew! The last second. I was about to be chayv skila, took my finger, made a shinoi, and I avoided skila. That's Egle Tal Strat, Achidish Nifla, and Sivkot and Lamed, Osyud, and Egle Tal. Achidish, Achidish Gorom. The Shvitzah Shabbat doesn't like it too much. That's only true when it gets soft by Joe and Salomonim. But here, talking about Yerek, Shum, and Shachlaim, doesn't think that you have that longer time to wait. Still takes a little bit of time until it absorbs. He himself suggests that the Mordechai is Mesupik, who he passed like, Rabbi Yosef Yudim. So the Chatchila require Mashkin Mibod Yom to satisfy Rebbe's opinion. And B'diyevin, Rosh Mibod Polskin, who followed Yosef Yudim. No, that's one way to read it. It's not that ideal. But that's the way the Shvisa Shabbos gets out of this problem. I mean, it's such a big problem. The Goyin to be Allah Chalim Magia, and the Talad Achidish Nifla, and the post Balabat the Shabshab is the Shvisa Shabbos that the Mordechai simply wasn't sure. All right, but it's still, you know, that's not that satisfying that he wasn't sure. We'd like some more Lumdisha Var to try to give a better answer. We'd like to. If we have any, do we have any? Is there a better answer? Is there a better answer? Is there a better answer? Oh, maybe we can make certain potential suggestions. Maybe try to answer this big, big problem. And that is as follows: this whole Gemara Chuf Mem is problematic. What's it? I mean, that's what I'm talking about. The Gemara Chuf Mem. What's the case? So the Chazon Ish said over here, there's no Lisha Gemura at all. There's no Lisha Gemura in this case, Anav Kuf Mem, whatsoever. The Rambam had a Girsa, Vishosa, if you recall. And even though Frank Rambam didn't have Vishosa, still the Rambam did not put this din amongst the dinim of Lush. Get an impression that according to the Rambam, it's really not Lush. Maybe some other one of the Malachas, it looks a little bit like that, or the other thing. Maybe it looks like they're going to do a bishul afterwards, like Beit and Trufos, the Sugas, and Av Kuf Tes. Maybe that's what it really means. It's not completely clear, but it doesn't have it in the Malacha of Lush. That is a fact. And my Rebbe would always make a big deal about not what the Rambam said, but where he actually said it. Could be that the Mashke never takes the Shum and the Chardel and makes it into one blob. Never happens. It's not really not really one thing. And therefore, perhaps we could be makel in that kind of a case, but we cannot be makel in other cases. Maybe only in that kind of a case. Maybe. Oh. It's interesting. One shot in the Mordechai was like Rabbi Yossi of Yehuda, and like the Or Zeruah. And the question that becomes, then why in the world did he say Nosin Mayim Erev Shabbos? So I wanted to suggest he only said it because he wanted to be the Kulei Alma. Remember, the Gemara Kuf Mem never mentioned Rebbe Yosef Yudim. So in order to explain the Chol HaDeis, he threw it in the average case. You put it in there before Shabbos, and according to Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, you could say put it in there even on Shabbos. The Gemara had only a small shinui. The shinui was so small that the Be'alacha couldn't believe it. How can we make this just small? What's a small shinui? He's not ma'ariv b'koach. Who was going to sit there with a meter and measure yetz koach, more koach, less koach? That's why the Be'alacha just couldn't believe it. How can such a small shinui work? Take a look over here on both sides. Sarach Ian Gonov is at the last four lines on page Kuf Nun. It's on the Be'alacha Yochel. Shin Chafal. Hechitiru Chazal Etzem Agibu Duisa Doraisa De Shini Amuat and a Sheina Torah Pekoach? How can it be? I'm put with the Shvusim. He says, it's not Bar Gibu. Even worse, according to those Poskim who say that not bar gimel is worse? So he answers, we said before, with the Rambam, shosa, it's very soft. That's his distinction. But perhaps we make a little bit of a different shot in the Mordechai, once again, that over here, the umata was a shini muat, shalom b'koach. So it must be, he put it in there from before Shabbos. Even according to Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Because otherwise, this small shini of shalom b'koach wouldn't have been enough. But if you put it on Shabbos, according to Yossi Yehuda, and you use your finger and your finger only, it's a much bigger shinui. That would work. That's our pshat in the Mordechai. It shouldn't be a steer b'nei u'bei. Fine. What about baby cereal? So baby cereal is a big problem. Because you can take oatmeal and mix it with some milk. And it comes even if you don't even mix it at all. Just leave it there. I think the guys do that there, no? Don't the guys do that for breakfast? They go to the store. They buy a packet of oatmeal. They put out water. Do you have to really stir it? Then you just leave it. It comes out a pretty solid. Oh, am I right or wrong? Yeah. You don't have to sit there. That's an Issa Doraisa. That's an Issa Doraisa. That's called Daisa Shemizdabek Ayadinasinas Mayim Levad. Where does it say so? Simon Shin Mem. Sif Yud Beis. Wow, another Simon. You have to be. Look over there. Shin Mem. If you're baked, don't do it on Shabbos. Rebbe says it's Shabbos d'oraisa, even if it's pre-cooked and all that stuff. I know since it's a sugin zvachim, tzadidah I told you about before. I know since zera pishta no shum shum shriotim b'mayim chamish ulosh, and shemis arvim v'nitlim ze bozeh. And nothing's going to help. Not changing the order around is not going to help. Nothing's going to help. Even according to the Beis Yosef, who said it does help, because there, he was only making because it didn't form a mixture, a solid, semi-solid mixture in and of itself. So therefore, you switch the order around. Okay, but not in this case. So there's no hetayim whatsoever. I'm a big machmor on this thing. On the other hand, cornflakes, which one of the machmorim we saw said you can't use cornflakes on Shabbos. That's and we think that the facts are wrong. He claims you pour milk on cornflakes, it all sticks together as one blob. You leave there for an hour maybe. But the cornflakes are long gone. When I make cornflakes, I make. Can't more shot, they serve it for breakfast and Shabbos. How can you say it's also the rice? It's impossible. You have cornflakes, you pour the milk, you take it right away, nothing sticks to anything. As opposed to the cereal, you may have run into a major problem. According to this Shin Mem Sif Yud Beis, which may in fact apply to these cases of cereals. I'd be afraid to have any leniency whatsoever in that kind of a situation. I'd be afraid to do anything of the sort. I wouldn't do it. The last akuda is tuna and mayonnaise, or chopped liver and eggs and onions with mayonnaise. According to all things we said until now, it should be prohibited. Right? It's pretty, it's a pretty thick thing, and it's mixing it together. But it says Shmir Shabbos, Gedolei HaTorah VaHayira did it. Not just Torah, Yira too. So therefore, you have to be matter it. What's the basis? How can it be? So he says that according to the Tehillah of David, what you do for one meal is called Ma'at Ma'at, Aliyah Aliyah. A shver of art. That's not a shinui. But you normally do it that way. It's very hard to say that. Since ayal ayal is a shinui, we saw before, ain dark olive and meruba, people make their liver salad on Shabbos the same as they make it on Yontif when Nisha's mutter. No different. Or during the week for that matter. That's a hard head. So then the butchacha says, in the back, Eshel Avraham, that lisha is you have things like powder. Flour, that's called lisha. Here, they're big pieces. Eggs, onions, liver, tuna, big pieces. Shlomo Zalman says another kula. Here, you don't want it to become one big blob. No, you don't want that. You want it to be a loose kind of a mixture to be able to eat it properly. If it's one big blob, then it's hard to eat. It's hard to eat. True, the Mishnah Berurah asks exactly this case. The Mishnah Berurah over here in Simen Shin Chaf Aleph Sif Kotten Samach Ches, exactly this kind of a case that the Taz talks about, and the Mishnah Berurah says it's a problem. It's a problem. What's the case? You take ugurkas, you take these cucumbers, and you put some liquid on them. You put them together. Don't mix it normally. Don't mix it normally because that's exactly our case. So Mishnah Berurah is machmir. They were also, it's not one big piece. Well, here it's pre-cooked. It's pre-cooked. The Bialacha suggests here in Shin Yud Chav Ches Sif Yudal Shema Yavo, he suggests that it's pre-cooked. There's no violation of Lush. Why? It's Tikkun Ochel B'Alma. Especially since it's normally done Samuch L'Achila. That would be the Nafkamina for the tuna and the mayonnaise as well. This is the way as the Shemir Shah with respect to the tuna fish, excuse me, with respect to the chopped liver. That's what I would say is the best possible heter. It's not completely clear. And don't tell me what we said before about the cereal. It's not true. If you throw mayonnaise on top of your tuna fish or on top of your chopped liver, nothing's going to happen. It's going to stay on top until you start mixing it around. It's not the same as you throw the cereal into the water or vice versa. We're doing nothing, it's going to become a whole blob which you're going to serve as breakfast cereal. So the two cases are not exactly the same. We'll have to stop here because we're simply out of time. Hashem, tomorrow do malabing, maybe a little parsha shavua, maybe a little bit before the Shabbos, and then Sunday is the bechina at 9 o'clock, and you have 3 hours at least before the bechina. If you want to come to the Chag of Smicha or watch it on video downstairs, it starts at 12.